Okay, as you may have heard, I was in India recently. It's a bustling, noisy place. I mean, why not? There are almost 1.4 billion people there, and it was wedding season just that time of the year. So there were multiple wedding receptions happening in my hotel. One afternoon, my only afternoon off in the whole 3 weeks I was there, everybody on my floor, other than me, belonged to the one wedding party. And the noise was just out of this world. They were excited, right? This was a time to celebrate. So I'm trying to get a bit of rest, and there are kids running up and down the corridor. People are talking and laughing at the top of their voices. Not happy. It was all I could do not to go out there and yell at them. I was so sorely tempted, I have to tell you. Needless to say, I didn't get much rest. But the next morning, my chance came. They obviously got to bed in the wee hours after a long, hard celebration. And I was up not long after, heading off to my first speaking gig for the day. I was so tempted, I mean seriously tempted, to head out into the corridor and sing at the top of my voice. I mean, I was really tempted. I can chuckle about it now. But back then, the spirit may have been willing, but the flesh was seriously weak. I'm only human. Of course, I didn't do it. Only just, mind you. It quite possibly wouldn't have been such a great witness of God's love and my Christian faith in this mostly Hindu country. In any case, they had no idea that I desperately needed some rest on that afternoon. They were celebrating a wedding, for crying out loud. Although that doesn't mean I wasn't tempted. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. Now, that's really easy to read, but when other people are behaving badly, it's incredibly difficult to do. We seem to think that other people's bad behaviour somehow gives us a license to behave badly as well. We want to stoop down to their level, just as I was tempted to do. But as things turn out, two wrongs maketh not a right. Brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.